No name nerd. Any type of nerd. Nerds belong here.
This is Brian from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. The No Name Nerd is the home for gamers, streamers, and content creators, and we're happy to provide you with this opportunity to learn more tips and tricks to grow your stream, to grow your following, and to succeed at whatever your personal or professional goals are in this digital environment. I'm going to turn things over to Joe now.
What's up, guys? I'm Joe from the No Name Nerd, and welcome to the No Name Nerd podcast. Today we're going to cover the four best video platforms for content creators. So you want to make content, huh? Choosing the correct platform can make or break your chances of making it big, so it's important to consider. Now, cross-platform marketing strategies are important, so much that we'll be covering that next, but for today, let's figure out which one of the big four content platforms are right for you, based upon what content you intend to make. So let's take a moment to look at what Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok can do for you, as well as considering strategy for looking at smaller, newer platforms. Are you wanting to simply stream gaming or art content, or like a just chatting style stream? Twitch might be a solid place to start. Twitch has a robust platform with all sorts of tools for making your streaming life easy. Community building functions are average to subpar, so most Twitch streamers actually take their community building to Discord. Requirements to unlock monetization are challenging, but not impossible. We actually made a guide for this a couple episodes ago, so if you're looking into this, be sure to listen to that. Check that out. Now, Twitch has the most streamers, as well as the biggest audience for streaming content, making it quite saturated, so don't rely on native discovery features here. Just overall look, while Twitch does have its drawbacks, it's still a solid option for the budding streamer. Looking for a different option, though? Well, do you stream non-gaming or non-art content? Check out Facebook. While the platform is a little light on streaming features compared to Twitch, it is far superior in its baked-in community building. Now, requirements to monetize your stream are also slightly easier to hit than Twitch's, but a smaller viewer base can impact those earnings numbers. Discoverability is really interesting on Facebook since you can integrate it into the rest of the platform, especially if you are willing to purchase Facebook ads, which can get your content in front of eyes that wouldn't necessarily seek out streaming content. Now, all told, this does make Facebook a solid Twitch alternative for streamers. Now, if you're like me, you're less into streaming and more into long-form video creation. Now, if this sounds like you, YouTube is the platform for you. Now, YouTube is a behemoth for video production, even including features like basic editing and DMCA safe music baked into its studio platform. YouTube does have, by far, the most difficult path to monetization, but it is attainable. I can tell you that, I've done it. It's probably even worth its own guide in the future, so stay tuned for that, we'll probably get to that. With that said, discoverability is one of the platform's strengths, so long as you can game the algorithm and step up your SEO game. It's a pain in the butt and it changes, but it's worth it. Again, that's probably its own episode. Now, at the end of the day, nobody distributes recorded video quite like YouTube. I mean, nobody. Their app is even baked into every single Android phone on the market, making it the choice for long-form video. Now, with all that said about YouTube as a video platform, it is a very, very different experience if you are streaming on the platform. The streaming features are extremely limited, monetization is even harder for primary streamers, and discoverability is virtually non-existent. Now, while there are somewhat successful streamers on YouTube, they built that success upon their published videos, not just pure streaming. I think that's a really important note to make. You want to upload clips or short-form video? Maybe even casual mobile streams? Then you need to check out TikTok. Equipped with robust tools and baked-in audio, TikTok's editing platform makes creating polished video clips and, you know, makes all of that a breeze. It's so easy. There's also a solid platform for casual mobile streaming, which I feel is actually, honestly, a solid improvement over its closest competitor, Facebook Live. Now, monetization isn't too terribly hard to accomplish, but the platform does really suffer from a bizarre striking system that can impact your revenue. Where TikTok truly shines is in discoverability. Now, while the early heyday of the platform was in early 2020, it's still the easiest platform to go viral on this list. Now, just make sure you are posting at least daily to keep your content higher in the algorithm. All in all, this is a fun way to enjoy trending success with a short-form video. But Joe, what about Trovo? What about Caffeine? What about, I don't know, insert some other random new platform I haven't heard of? Jumping into a new platform, it's a bit of a gamble. You know, it's great if you can establish yourself on that platform at an early stage and that platform takes off, it sets you up to be a leader on that platform. With that said, though, in the much more likely event that that platform never really takes off, it's often going to be a much, much harder climb into relevance and profit than you would find on a mainstream platform. These are also often good candidates for multi-streaming strategies, but we'll cover all that next time. So while there is no perfect platform for everyone, it is absolutely possible for you to find the right one for your needs. Now, there are great platforms out there for everyone, ranging from gaming streamers to short or long-form video creators, whatever you have. But with all that said, even once you pick your platform, cross-platform promotion and multi-streaming can build your brand even faster. So make sure you keep an eye out for part two in this series, probably coming out next. We're going to explore both of those concepts. Now, as always, you know, we like to talk at the end of our podcast about the community that we have, especially on Discord. We have a lot of great conversations and channel-specific conversation groups for all of these platforms we've talked about today. So, definitely join us there. You can grab the link to it at nerdsbelonghere.com. Again, that's nerdsbelonghere.com. Especially if you take this advice to heart, and you do something with this, let us know there what you think. You know, what's your experience like? We would love to hear it. And of course, you got to stay subscribed to this podcast. If you aren't subscribed already, what are you doing? Hit the button. Subscribe to this podcast. And, keep an ear out for more great tips and tricks every week. I'm Joe from Big Byte. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.
Hey there. I'm excited to be welcoming some of our no-name nerd community on to give shout-outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/no-name-nerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
Hey, my name's JD. I'm the host of my own podcast called Nerd Berserk. I also have my own YouTube and my own Twitch, and joining No Name Nerd has been one of the best decisions I've made as far as growing my brand and channels. And this most recent podcast of the Twitch affiliate has been really educational and informative, and I can't wait to go back into some of your back catalog and check out the older podcasts. Thank you so much.
Hey, just another shout out from SOTC Gaming to the No Name community. Hey man, great community, great people make it up. A lot of people putting in a lot of effort to make this work. And it's so beautiful to see a community full of like-minded nerds who just want to get together, share their ideas, and maybe improve the world around us. So again, thank you so much, No Name Nerd, for everything you do for the culture and for the people who represented it. Thank you from Straight Out of the Couch Gaming. Appreciate y'all.
So if you're interested in joining the No Name Nerd community, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com and you can find links to our Discord server as well as our private Facebook group. I'm proud to say that we offer a safe and welcoming environment for all kinds of nerds. And we are a supportive and interactive community for all types of gamers, streamers, and content creators. So if you're looking for some people to connect with, to play some games with, or to learn some tips and tricks on growing your audience, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com. And if you want to grab some great customized merch, you can always find that at nonamenerd.com, where we have our signature item, which is a full sublimation print professional quality esports jersey, as well as a number of other items. So nerdsbelonghere.com for the community and nonamenerd.com for the company. Thanks for listening.